What now? Who? So he called you, right?
Come on,
yeah, there's no escaping, oh, Chantel. Don't even.
I'm telling you right now.
Don't give up.
I'll
now.
Keep digging. Where is he? Where is he? We got him on. Okay, cool.
Oh no!
Wait. No, it's not Ayo. It's not Ayo.
Eddie.
No,
Eddie,
you're in
is,
luck.
You know,
Eddie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Finally.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Are you up top?
Yeah, I'm up top. I'm ready to go.
Okay,
yay.
We're gonna get to it in just a second, but I'm in the middle of drilling Chantel.
Yeah, find out what's up with Ayo.
That's what I'm trying to do.
The crowd out here wants to know if you guys are gonna have babies.
Baby steps. First things first. Can we meet?
So, Chantel, he aww. Called you, right?
Yes.
And was it a phone call or a text?
OMG.
Come on, what was it? Phone call or text?
It was a phone call. I didn't answer because I was busy, but I did call back.
Oh,
no, look at how busy.
Yeah. Wait, you know? Whoa.
Celebrity.
Yeah. No, I really was.
I don't know what you think I'm going to do, but I'm so busy, I can't answer that phone.
I had a modeling shoot, too.
Yeah, I was on a modeling shoot, so I couldn't answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, have you guys been text messaging at all?
We have.
Yeah. That's kind of cool when you do
lovers.
The texting. It's kind of romantic.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, this is dedicated to you and Ayo.
Beautiful.
Here we go.
Could have been happy together.
That's so gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Didn't we have it all?
Got a word. I just forgot a word.
The nights we spent together.
Oh, it's so sweet. Well, we will be watching this closely, lady.
Oh, we will?
We will be watching this closely to see how this develops.
Oh.
But right now, it's time for me to live out
yes.
a dream.
I'm excited.
Finally.
It's time for me to live out a dream that I've had for many years, and that is to run with the Bulls.
Yes.
You have an open there, too, Mike, if
I
you want to play it.
I do. I do want to play it. let's see. Where is it? Mr. McCain, do you know where it is?
Thank you, Mikey.
I didn't say anything to get you to say thank you. I just wanted to know.
Well, he's really old. Sometimes he doesn't get
all I wanted to know
on.
Is if he knew where the open was.
I IM'd you.
Oh, no.
Instead of saying you IM me, you can just tell me where
but
it is.
I IM'd you the details.
No, I know, but you don't.
Check your IM, dummy.
Can't, but Ash, do you know where it is?
It's on the Mikey Show 28-hour page,
ooh,
and it's where all the opens are. They're all in light yellow.
We have...
Oh, fancy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Listen
thank
to this.
You, Mikey.
Listen to thank you, Mr. McCain.
Mikey to run with the Bulls.
Oh,
El Corregón, Las Toros.
Okay.
Come see Mikey running. Pero es lento como las vacas.
I don't know what any of that meant.
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Don't that's know what good. Any of that meant. Yeah, it all sounded pretty good, though, right?
Yep.
All right, let's do this. So, Eddie?
Yeah.
Where's my Bulls?
Your Bulls are primed and ready to go. We're tying off their testicles right now.
That makes them ornery.
Yeah, that's what we want. They are caged up in the back area, ready to go.
Okay.
So, whenever you are prepared, there is a course laid out for you. You have to follow the cones up into the upper area where you're going to get to bales of hay. It's a little maze, and that is where the finish line is.
Oh,
so you got to make it to that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And is all of this being carried live on the internet?
It's all being filmed. Jay is going to film the whole thing, and it should be all live on the internet.
Okay.
Interweb.
On the interweb, so you can web the space and all that?
Oh, yeah. YouTube space.
So when I leave the back door, should I just start running through the
place? Calm down. Take a breath.
You're adorable.
We will give you a countdown, and we'll let you go.
Yeah.
And then we'll give a second countdown for the Bulls to be released.
I'm really freaked out, but it's
great,
part of the adrenaline. You
you'll
know,
be good
part of the adrenaline rush.
Lots of endorphins.
Here I go.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to start the music all over again. Here we go.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, Sky.
Yeah?
Do we have a board up there?
Yeah, Ashley's running the board. I'm coming out.
Ashley.
Oh!
Wait. Someone? Is someone there?
I'm here.
Sean, is there not a board up there?
I don't see. Are you the board up?
Well, I'm the person who was asked to do it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have someone here.
Okay, well, we have a board up then. That's perfect. Board up, make sure that we're on the air.
You are.
That's okay. You're doing a perfect job then. You get an A+ so far.
Yeah, Mike is on his way out right now, along with Sky.
I have a vantage point from the stage. I'm looking up, out over the crowd. There are some P1s that are in my way that I can't really see.
I'm ready.
Is he coming? There he is. There's the Gaucho. May a round of applause for the Gaucho. Mikey has stepped out. They should.
They. All right, let's do this.
So he believe he's got a lavalier mic on.
What now? I'm going to run around and go up, right? And so you're going to release me, then you're going to release the bulls. And then what do I do once I get up there?
Please clear this area,
okay, I'm
P1s.
You. Are we ready?
Clear this area, please.
Am I being broadcast right now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Frequency, modulation. Frequency, modulation.
I don't know what that...
Ham. Oh.
That's better. You're coming in much better now.
The
Loud
mall.
And clear.
I will be doing the play-by-play from up here if I can see him.
Nice.
All right. Let me know. We can't hear anything, so let me know if it's okay to be released.
Well, I'm waiting for Sky to make her way up here. And as soon as she gets up here...
Give us a go sign. Somehow give us a go sign that we're ready to go.
He can't hear me. How are we going to do that?
Oh, he can't?
No.
Hey, Sky, let me know. Give me a thumbs up if you're ready.
Stay there, Sky. Stay there. When I say on your mark, get set, go, give the thumbs up to him.
I'm so worried.
Okay. First of all, Sky doesn't even need an amplifier for this. This is perfect. Okay, Sky, are you ready? On your mark, this now on the first, on your mark, get set, go, Mikey will go. On the second one, the Bulls will go.
I'm getting ready.
Here we go.
Run with the Bulls.
On your mark, get set. Go! And off goes
I'm
Mikey.
Off. I'm off.
He's running at full speed. Let the Bulls go. And the Bulls
are
off.
The Bulls?
Oh, no.
You released the Bulls.
Where are
the Bulls? They're going. I'm running. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mikey's
making
it up
here. Oh, my gosh. Mikey's running.
He's in big trouble.
Oh, my gosh. You're catching up.
This is not fun.
Oh, no. Oh, they're going to get him.
This is not fun.
They're trying to gore him.
Oh, gosh.
They're gouging him.
He's got him.
Oh!
Holy crap, Mikey! I've never seen Mikey move that much in my entire life.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow!
How do you feel after running with the Bulls?
Nauseous. I feel nauseous.
Oh my God.
You made it, though. How was the fear?
It was awful. The fear was awful. The experience was awful.
It seems like the Bulls caught up to you at some point. Were you scared?
I want to go home. This is awful. I'm very tired.
I think we should do it again. What do you think, everybody?
Yeah! Oh, that was so awesome.
If I again, you mean never do that again. Then I'm totally up to do it again.
Now I'm going to interview the Bulls for a second. Let's get the Bulls over here.
That was so
Bulls,
great.
What do you think? How was it when catching up to Mikey there?
It was nice. It was like a flashback to his earlier days. We were the Border Patrol, and he was off the fence.
Wow. Obvious racist statement from Zeph. First racist statement of the contest. Very good. Now, Boston Rob, how was it? Boston Bull, sorry.
Yes,
how was
yes. it?
I thought he was delivering a pizza, so I kept yelling, Mario, back here with the pepperoni.
That's interesting. I don't know why he would say that, but whatever. So, Mikey, is this a dream fulfilled?
No.
Well, unbelievable. You've run with the Bulls. You really look winded.
You have to put your hand right here. Feel that.
Oh, that's your nipple.
Oh. How stupid is that? How ridiculous.
Mike, you ran 20 feet.
My heart is beating like a bunny rabbit.
They really weren't going to kill you. It wasn't that scary.
I really felt like they were going to gore me. And
their horns are made of plastic.
They're so horny. You get it? They're so...
Okay, Mike.
Sky is here. Sky, from your vantage point, what happened?
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen
from my
vantage point.
I just got word that you thought it was ham.
Ham, 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 ham.
I think the crowd has spoken. Okay. Mikey has run with the Bulls. He has survived. It was exciting, P1s. Give a round of applause to the Gaucho.
Yay!
Are you going to be able to continue?
I feel sick.
I mean, it was really, literally 20 feet.
I don't think it was that much. I don't think it was 20 feet. All I know is that when I was running, I thought to myself, I'm going to be gored. I really have to move. And then I was also thinking to myself, Mike,
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Like, really, really experience this. Like, you may never be here again.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, so I was trying to be in the moment. And then I was visually taking snapshots and running a soundtrack in my head to my life. And I was thinking to myself,
you're so weird.
All this time and all this Mexicanness and all these, all this stuff that I've done my whole life to culminate to this one moment, you know. And I basically have a couple of guys wearing Viking hats and pig snouts running after me. And then I got depressed, and I was thinking about the psychology of myself. So I really get into that whole thing.
Okay.
And here we are.
Okay.
Obviously, this experience would have been better if you were drunk.
Yeah. Well, since we're making admissions, I'm completely hammered.
I knew it. I thought that might be the case.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back in the studio. And I'm going to change back into normal clothes. And then, you know, I'm really glad this is over.
Well, I think, do we have replays up, Ashley?
Yes.
Why don't we do a replay?
We also have to hit the legal.
Hit the legal, and then I'll tell you to do this.
All right.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
The word of the hour is listened.
Oh, man. Make sure you're getting all those words. At the end of the 28-Hour Show, we're going to ask you to give us the sentence back.
Oh, yeah. Mike, okay, are you okay?
Danny. Danny, you're standing next to me right now after I've just run with the bulls, and I want you to experience and describe my heartbeat by putting your hand to my chest and explaining to everybody how ridiculous it is.
I don't feel anything.
Oh, come on. Can you feel that?
No.
That's my love for you.
Really
okay,
cute,
what are we doing, Eddie?
We can do a replay here, and we'll all gather in the studio and all that stuff. So go ahead, Ashley. Go ahead and do a replay, and we'll all regather into the studio.
Okay.
Oh, what the heck?
Speaking of good prognosis.
Jenny. No.
We do a segment.
It's only for when I'm good.
We do a segment. It's called Tough Love with Eddie.
It is called that.
You know, the idea is that Eddie does not partake in, you know, placating people.
Yeah.
Well, he's rude is what you're trying to say.
That's unnecessary.
No.
That's what you're saying, basically.
You couldn't be more off base, lady.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
I'm about truth.
Okay. Eddie's about tough love because sometimes tough love actually leads to healing.
Oh, it never does, Mike.
Some people are into timeouts. Some people are into spanking. You get it?
Get it?
What?
Got it? Good.
Huh?
Tough love.
Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, my wife is driving me nuts. She complains about everything. I've been married for just over 5 years, and I feel like I can't do anything right. The other night, she got real upset at me because I made dinner and put rosemary on the chicken. She freaked because I'm supposed to know that she hates rosemary. And now I apparently don't mow the lawn correctly.
Oh, no.
I'm just pulling my hair out. How do I make this woman happy? I just wish that she would stop complaining about everything. That's P1 Adam in Lakeside.
Wow.
Eddie?
Dear Wishin' Impossible. When you wish upon a star.
It's gorgeous.
Why is he singing?
Drink your way your troubles at the bar.
That's not how it goes.
That was sad. I didn't mind it.
Wait, okay. That's not the song.
Look, bro. Welcome to marriage. Yeah, this is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You will never make her happy.
Okay?
That's how they're genetically built.
No.
It's science.
Wow. No, it is it's not. Science. It's not science.
I don't make the rules.
Hey.
So she had the nerve to complain about the food on her plate that you made her or the lawn that you cut.
Mm.
That's fine. Here's a simple solution.
Mm.
handcuff her to the lawnmower and say, you can come back into the house when you cut the lawn to my specifications.
Well,
handcuff one way.
That's, one, that's definitely an option.
Well, it's not, no, it should not be an option.
After that, chain her up to the stove like that movie Black Snake Moan. You ever see that
Black
movie?
Snake Moan.
Yeah. Why would
Black Snake Moan?
You chain her to the stove tell her.
No, I don't think that was.
My bad.
No.
Did she say Eddie Murphy?
No. And then did she correct herself and say Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie.
It's a Lionel Richie movie, right?
I'm sorry, Lionel Richie.
What the heck is going on?
Sorry, one of the Commodores. One of the Commodores.
Weren't they dancing on the ceiling? Anyway, after you chain her up to the stove, you can tell her she can be freed once she makes that pot pie correctly.
Oh, my God.
Wow. She'll get the hint.
This is not how marriage
She'll
works,
get
Eddie.
The hint.
Hey.
All right, in reality, my advice for you is to not throw a penny in the wishing well.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a grand, okay?
Okay.
Which disguises the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, was that necessary? I mean, I'm just sitting here.
Wish away, little guy. I mean, I hope it comes true. But I have a feeling those Bigfoot hunters have a better chance of capturing your wife than she does of changing.
Come on.
Well.
Just working out the kinks, Eddie. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Boom goes the dynamite. Yeah.
Kinks in her stove chain.
And there's no chaining anyone.
It was Samuel L. Jackson that was in that one.
She finally IMDb'd it. So.
All right.
Next letter reads.
Stay with me, Ash. Come on.
Dear Eddie.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Don't get me wrong. I really love my husband.
Another one.
But there's one thing that really drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's very lazy when it comes to his toenails.
Sean, relax.
Mike.
Ew.
Sean, relax.
Dude.
Relax. Just... Let me handle this. I'm an expert.
Yuck.
Says here, he never, and never's all in capital letters, he never cuts them. It's like he's got daggers taped to each toe. And
wow.
When he moves his feet at night in bed, it literally shreds my calves.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Really? Well, traumatic.
Says here, I'm a germaphobe just like Sean, and I'm really concerned that he's going to cut me one night. The bacteria from his nails will get into my bloodstream, and I'll have to go into a hyperbaric chamber or something like that to stop the infection.
Calm down.
Eddie?
Hey, dude.
How can I give him a chance to change his ways and trim those nails on a regular basis? Help me, Oracle. Signed, P1 Jenna from Poway.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Dear the captain and toenail.
Toenail. Oh.
Toenail. Get it?
You get it?
Got it?
Sounds like.
Sounds
like.
All right, we all toenail. Heard.
Toenail.
We all.
Toenail.
Toenail. Toenail.
Captain and toenail.
First off, you don't need to act like a full-blown paranoid schizophrenic like Sean.
No!
I would have to agree with that.
And think that if your husband happens to brush up against you in bed, that you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way, okay?
Done.
You're not going to bleed from the eyes and the ears.
You listening, Sean?
Sorry,
you're going to be just fine.
Dude, you don't know.
I do know that toenails do not give you Ebola,
nutbag. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
It could get into your bloodstream.
No, it can't. Mm-mm. I mean, so your husband likes to go au naturel, as I like to say.
Yeah.
I mean, don't we all at some point?
That's pretty weird.
I think we all like that at some point. You know, if you think about it, long toenails are actually a benefit.
What?
Yeah. With long toenails, you can moonlight as an assassin.
What are you saying?
Specializes in killing podiatrists.
An assassin that wears sandals?
Could be.
Like, what?
You ever think of that in Turkey?
Really think about this for a minute. Yeah. Now, it's just free money waiting to happen.
Yeah, think about it.
Why should I bother thinking about it?
You consider it. You don't rule anything out.
Okay.
With long toenails, you can also give your hands a break and run your feet down a chalkboard.
Not bad.
Really think about that.
Not bad.
Really?
Not bad.
It's obvious that the pluses outweigh the minuses,
yep.
So...
No, it's not obvious.
Relax and enjoy that dirty flesh wound as you sleep.
Oh, hey! I mean, that's horrible, stupid advice.
Oh, excuse you.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Who's the expert here?
I'm just saying.
I want to make a special notation about this next email.
Oh, no.
What's that?
I had to flatten it out because it appears that it was at first... scrunched up and thrown in the trash can, and then Eddie retrieved it from the trash can, straightened it out, and gave it to me.
Oh,
yeah. I am going to help everybody, Mike. I don't
discriminate.
That's right.
You thought about it, and you thought, why?
I don't discriminate against anyone. Right. I want everybody to be healed.
What's the point of that?
So let's please, a little decorum, sir, and read away.
Should I just read as it?
As is.
Oh, man.
As it was intended.
I'm nervous.
Eddie, what's up, dude? My chick just... it's a run-on sentence, so I can't...
I understand.
If you want me to put
No, okay. No, I don't want your spin.
Eddie, what's up, dude? My chick just told me. You said you was Mexican, homie. What's up with that? That's a whole... That was one sentence. Yeah. It says, how come you hate on the Broncos, bro? We beat San Diego in the Super Bowl, Holmes, in 97. So what's up, dude? Are you afraid to say you're Mexican or what?
All these things are not true.
Will you get fired off the Chargers? Ha 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 ha.
Is that a joke?
Will you get fired off?
I don't get it.
Off the Chargers?
Will you get fired off the Chargers? Ha ha ha.
Okay.
What's up with the Denver game, dude? Let's bet. Anything you want for real, Holmes?
Okay.
Well said.
Anything you want for real, Holmes?
Nice.
This next sentence is a part of the email.
Okay.
Lest you think it was a separate email.
Okay.
Hey, dude, I never had Krispy Kreme, so it's all good, bro. You're cool.
What is that?
Okay.
It's not signed.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's not signed.
That
so,
is unfortunate.
Eddie, any advice?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Rough.
Let me take a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Dear horchata face.
I mean, that doesn't even, I mean, normally you rhyme things or it's like
really?
Clever. I mean, that doesn't
That's
even.
That's not really, that doesn't,
I mean, it's
that
just
doesn't
a Mexican
fit.
Rice drink.
You don't think this guy has a cinnamon rice drink in his face right now?
They are delicious.
I mean,
sounds delicious.
Eddie, I don't know what to tell you.
I
don't know what to tell you.
It's to the point where I can't even point out the obvious anymore.
I know it.
Well, the obvious.
Okay, well, how about, Will, I beg you to stop calling me homie face? Make you happy? I mean, there. I've given you everything I own.
Yes,
are you happy?
Called him homie a lot.
Mike!
I don't know what to do, dude. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
How about this one? Dear clearly illiterate face.
Yeah, I like all of that.
It's all I've got. I mean, I don't know what else. I don't know how else to help you.
It's true.
I mean, he's not totally illiterate.
I don't know. I don't know what else to do. I don't know how to help him and help you at the same time.
The rice drink fits.
Listen, dude. Listen, please, guys. Allow me to speak to him directly.
Okay.
Listen, guy. I don't hate the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
I did say they are going to suck this year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I called you horchata face.
Sure you did.
And for that, I am sorry.
Okay.
Even though you know as well as I do that you're drinking one right now. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, you... jerk didn't. Hold on, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for that.
Takes it back. Takes it back.
And by the way, you didn't beat San Diego in the Super Bowl, you Elway face.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Yes.
You,
an
Elway
hold on,
face.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Like a horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't know what
you
looks
beat
like.
The Packers. In San Diego.
That's right. That's what happened.
Oh, no.
It is what happened.
Same difference,
it
Mike.
It was close. Confused.
Same
it
difference,
was
right?
Was,
I mean,
close.
You
got
are
confused.
A bad fan. And by the way, the Super Bowl was in 98. It was the 97 season. But why am I even explaining
okay.
this? Why am I taking my time?
That's
yes,
true.
Okay. Correct. I am Mexican.
Yes, you are.
And yes, I think that Krispy Kremes are overrated, and your favorite football team is overrated as well.
No,
right.
I argue not yet.
I think we get it. Yes, I am done, and he is now... He can now feel free to move about the roach coach.
All right.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you don't know he's in
idiot.
A roach coach.
You don't know that.
Bye. Can you hear that?
Bowel and a...
Hey.
Maybe a... period.
Oh, okay. Wow.
In your sentences.
Okay. Shy.
Hey.
Jerk.
Can you hear it? Can
nope.
you hear it coming
Mike.
Up? Coming up Washington Street?
No.
It's the sound of healing.
Oh, boy. You're welcome, San Diego.
There it is. That is what we do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Party.
Whoa. Oh, man.
I know it. All right. We're back in the studio.
And we're back.
We're back in the studio, and I can now say that I've run with the bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have asthma.
You probably just got it, dude.
Yeah. I feel like I have asthma, and...
You were moving, though.
I need Primatene Mist.
So after that, do you think, do you still want to do the real thing?
Yeah. No.
Come on.
No.
Please.
You are the Michael Phelps of the land.
Oh, gosh. Asthma attack.
Yeah, I'm a land Phelps.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's awesome. So awesome.
Oh, it's a deep burn.
Oh.
Oh, it's so deep.
Yes. Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep.
It'll take you 24 hours to recover.
That's right. 570-1053. I really do feel asthma-y, so I hope we get through this without me coughing. Too late.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, that's so much better. Oh, just to breathe this deep cleansing air.
Right?
Yeah.
It's actually really helping right now. You can't see, but I've got a little oxygen tube in my nose. And it's like I have emphysema. I've got a little oxygen tank here by my side, and this is actually really helping.
It's a mini iron lung.
To clean out my lungs. Oh, that's great. Wonderful. 570-1053 is the number. Mikey Show, hello.
Hello, it's B1 Habanero.
What's up, Habanero?
I just want to let you guys know that I'm here at your stage, and I've got lots of salsa for the B1 Army.
Ah.
Yes.
That's very nice of you.
That's very sweet.
Thank you for doing that. That's very nice.
Awesome.
Thank you for doing that. I'm glad you did that. Thank you, sir.
I'm here until it runs out, and I've got my new cards with the website on it.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Mikey,
Oh, no. Oh, asthma.
We're getting text messages. This one says, hey, Sean, the Thai restaurant knew how you tip, and that's why they burned your mouth.
Yeah. See what happens?
I'm sure they did.
Karma.
This one says, Mikey, I woke up at 4:30 a.m. to mentally prepare for today and tomorrow. Let's do this.
Oh.
Yeah. P1
1842. Big time.
Yeah, big time.
You're smart.
Seriously. P1 Classic Girl.
Yeah.
Texted in and said, Eddie, you will have your grape later, promise. How about that?
Oh. Well,
awesome.
I could never ask for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You wouldn't want to ask.
I would never.
No. It's not your style.
Mikey, nothing sounds better than the soothing sounds of the best radio this side of the Dagobah system. Marry me, please, Mikey Show. That's P1 Leonidas. Mikey Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Mikey. How's it going?
What's going on, dude?
This is P1 Try-One, man. How's it going, dude?
Good, man. What can we do for you?
Uh-oh.
Nothing. I love you guys' show, and I think I've listened to the 28-hour show as soon as you guys started it, and... Dude, I miss what is that tough love with Eddie and everything, and dude, how fun was that running with the bulls, man?
It was very fun, bro.
Nice. I'm definitely gonna show up.
P1 try one. I'm gonna tell you. Listen, we love you. When you call in, you have to have a very specific point.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say that I'm showing up today. My bad.
Oh.
Well, but you got to have a point, bro, that we can put on the radio, you know, that we can get out there that is, you know, compelling to the audience. You know what I mean? You got to have
bad.
It's okay, dude. It's okay. We know you love the show. We love you back, but you just got to keep that in mind. That a good P1, they have point to get to when they call in. It's got to be more than, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you I like this TV show, or, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you I think it's cool that your name's Mikey. You got to have something to go for. You know what I mean?
I understand completely, dude.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Peace.
Did I handle that well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did I handle that okay?
Yeah, it was very nice. All right. You did great.
Mikey Show.
Yes, sir. This is P1 Lou.
What's going on, Lou?
What's happening? Hey, is there still parking down there?
I don't know. That's a good question. Jay, do we know?
That is a far-out question.
Yeah, they should park up on the street up top.
How do you do that? How do you get up there?
If you're on Arrow Drive and you just go up to the 7-Eleven and just take a left turn, you can park all there's parking.
Right in the mic. Say that right into the mic again.
You can go up to the 7-Eleven, you know, that's on Arrow Drive, and take a left right past it, and there's parking on both sides of the street, and there's actually a little dirt lot right behind the 7-Eleven because parking is gone, daddy gone. It was gone this morning.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
There you go, brother. Thank you.
I mean, it's like a 30-second walk, so, yeah.
Oh, that would win me.
There's still spots.
A 30-second walk, forget it.
Yeah, it's right there.
There is no way.
Careful if you have asthma.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
You clearly do.
I do.
It's clear and obvious that you have asthma.
I brought these. Sean had a great idea. Sean got these little earbuds to put in.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I think that's a really great idea because it gets hot.
Yeah, your lobes really get overheated.
It gets hot.
And you got some lobes there, Mike.
Oh, Sky.
Oh, wow.
What? He's known for his lobes. What
Man,
do you want?
We're really gonna have at it today. I know that for a fact.
I thought you were known for Sean. You're the one who loves his little lobes.
I haven't said anything about this in a long time because I know how it hurts.
Yeah.
It shatters me.
It actually shatters
me. Okay, I got my little earbuds in. And I'm ready to go. This is kind of cool. We have the San Diego Charger girls in with us right now. And we're going to talk to them. Who do we have? What are your names? What are your names? Tell me your names right into the microphone.
All right. Hi, I'm Marlena.
And
Hi.
I'm Katrina.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. I'm a little winded. You guys, how often do you guys work out as Charger girls? Every day?
No.
When the season starts, we do three times a week. And then once the season starts, we only do one.
What's a workout consist of?
A four-hour rehearsal.
No.
And on Saturdays, we do once a month, eight-hour rehearsals.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on.
But you girls work out in your free time.
Absolutely.
Okay, because he's, talking about going to the gym and right?
Wait. So they work out on top of that?
They probably, do a little something energetic every day, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. Stay in tip-top shape.
What
Game
do you...
day's grueling. You got to be... Gotta be in good shape to get through it.
You guys are really, yeah. Well, I don't do that. I should, obviously I should.
I should more than I do, but.
But I just ran up to the top of our parking lot. It winded me, completely winded me. Which is an indication that maybe you should get out there a little bit more, Mike. So what are you guys up to? What are you girls doing?
We are here hitting all the stations, a clear channel, to talk about our Junior Charger Girl program.
What is it?
Basically, it's a program for girls between the ages of 7 and 15 to get some opportunity to come out and perform with us at a halftime show. So what that consists of is we'll have a couple rehearsals throughout the month on Saturdays of October, and the girls will have the opportunity to perform with us at halftime at the Chiefs game this year, which I believe is November 9th?
Yes.
November 9th.
Ages 7 to what?
7 to 15.
That's
and the
cool.
big the big day to remember that we've come to talk about this Saturday at Sarah High School from 10 to 2, we're having our open registration. So moms, dads, bring your little girls out. We'll get them signed up. And basically the whole point of this program is to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, every year we do this, and the girls will help us raise money for Make-A-Wish, and we'll donate it, and it's always been a really successful program, so.
That's cool. How did you guys get into dancing and all that stuff?
I've been dancing since I was 3, so I've kind of been doing it my whole life.
How about you?
Likewise, 5.
3 to 5.
On me. Yeah.
And were you guys taking, classes at 3 and 5?
Yeah, I think my mom put me in, every class possible.
Really?
I went to a strict ballet academy for about 16 years. So.
Oh,
for real?
For real.
Yeah. And then... In high school, were you cheering in high school?
I cheered and danced. Yeah, I did cheer and dance in high school.
How about you?
I did dance, the ballet academy, and did other stuff in L.A., and that's why I moved to Southern California. I'm originally from the Bay Area, so.
So are we.
Another one?
I know.
Where are you from?
Well, Eddie and I are from Gilroy.
Okay, I'm from Fremont.
Gilroy, that's the garlic. Garlic.
Garlic capital
baby.
Of the world.
Yeah.
This guy's from San Jose, went to Pioneer, right?
Mm-hmm, Pioneer High.
Big ups to Pioneer.
Mustangs, what up? Try not to get shanked.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Ashley is from Walnut Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who else do we have? Shawnee's from San Jose.
Shawnee's the only one from Southern California.
And then Rob is from Hopkinton. So,
very close
which
to
is,
Fremont.
That's a little bit of a commute.
Well, it's on the East Coast.
3,000 miles.
Yeah.
About 3,000.
East Bay. Right?
How long have you two been Charger girls?
Three years.
How long?
Third season.
So you know that girl right there?
Yes, we do.
Hi, Chantel.
What's up, girl?
Old school.
Old school.
Bring it. Yeah, we've been on the team for 3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
And you have to try out again every year.
Every year. You're never guaranteed a spot. So.
Really?
go to tryouts and girls trying to take our spots, you got to bring it.
That's got to be tiring schedule, right? You guys get tired?
It's hard because everyone on the team has other obligations. We're all, you know, school full-time, work full-time. People tend to think Charger Girls is like a full-time gig, but it's very part-time.
That's cool.
For us. So, yeah, we're busy women.
Now, the little girls, do all little girls get to participate? There's no, like, tryouts or anything.
No, not at all.
Just come sign up. You don't have to have any experience at all.
Yeah, I think that's important to me.
Okay.
No dance experience required. We teach them everything they need to know. We have girls, you know, who have dance experience, who've never danced before, so they don't have to know anything. They just come. We'll teach them a routine. It's pretty simple, and they'll get to go out and perform with us at halftime.
Oh, they'll remember that for the rest of their
lives.
It's
all for a good cause, so why not, right?
If I was your friend, could you teach me how to dance?
I could.
You could? I mean, could you take a guy?
Chantel says no.
Hey, no, Chantel. Chantel just saw me run, so she's pretty confident.
You don't have to be our friend for us to teach you how to dance.
Really?
Yeah.
Chantel will not teach me how to dance.
She doesn't have that much time on her hands.
That's right. She's always on that black kick, you know, that side berry.
Yeah,
she's always
berry.
On her side
black berry.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Trying to text, you know, Google people with a Google. Mm-hmm. She's always on that face space, you know.
Yeah. Browsing.
Adding people to her friends.
She's on that instant tube.
The instant tube, you know. Now, hey.
Sick of it.
I'll tube you in a minute, you know.
Got you.
Well, the thing is that I actually think that I could probably be a professional dancer myself if I just appealed myself.
Well, then you should come out to the Junior Charger Girl program.
I'm not between 7 and 15.
We'll make an exception for you this Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
What would
10
be
to 2, Sarah High School, this Saturday.
Now, in all seriousness, what would be the first thing that you would teach me if you were teaching me how to dance? What's the first thing that I'd
Charger
need?
Girls?
No,
or
the
just
dance.
In
just in general. Yeah, in general.
Jazz
walk. No, he needs to start with step touch. Yeah. Step touch is where he needs to be.
What is that?
Totally.
Yeah.
What's step touch?
Jazz walk. What's step touch?
Yeah, what is that?
You step and you touch. Like you step.
Touch.
Touch your feet together. Step.
That's difficult.
Yeah, show us, Mike.
All right.
Okay. Are you filming this?
Step. Touch.
No clap.
A little off.
Touch.
You don't need to do that.
Why are you doing that face?
Okay, hey.
Is that right?
No.
You're creeping everyone out.
I have the rhythm for what it's worth.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You guys just taught me how to dance.
Okay.
That was really cool.
Our job is completed.
If they were able to do that with a 38-year-old man, think what they could do with a 7 to 15-year-old girl.
Seriously.
Yes.
This Saturday.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
This Saturday, there's no dancing. It's just registration.
Yeah.
And the first 150 girls that come to register get to enter a drawing to have the Charger Girls come at the birthday party. So.
Are you serious?
Can you imagine how popular? For that?
You imagine how popular? That'd be pretty cool.
So
huge.
Get there early.
It's huge.
You're welcome.
It's Jim Rome with the sports girls from the professional franchise here. It's fantastic. Rock 'em. Well, ladies, I think it's really cool what you guys are doing, and I think it's really nice, and it's going to raise good money, and that's cool.
Yep.
So thank you, guys.
Good time. So parents, bring your little girls out this Saturday.
Awesome.
They're high school. Come early so they can come
meet the Charger Girls 10 a.m.
That's cool. Thank you, ladies.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And you taught me how to dance.
Yeah,
on top of it, I learned how to dance.
You accomplished something great today.
Yes. I did touch step.
It's going to be a good day. I can feel
step
it.
Step touch.
Yes. Sky, what would be next after step touch? What
direction? Jazz walk is a nice progression.
What is that
like
jazz walk? What
like
is that?
Sassy, like step little
across the whole way.
Oh, forget it. I'd be out then.
Yeah.
Very flamboyant.
Why don't you give it a shot?
Yeah, just try.
Here's the deal. I think that I have rhythm. I have no coordination, I think, is a problem. That requires coordination, right?
Prove it. Let's see.
Okay.
Tell me, how does it work? Tell me how it works. Show me, Sky. What is it?
Do you need an example?
Yeah. Come over here so I see what you're doing.
There we go. Oh, look at Sky.
Sky's a good dancer.
She's real good.
She is.
She's got rhythm.
She's good. Eddie, I heard you go well. He always tries to give her a hard time, like she's not that great, but she is.
She's good. I was one of the judges for the dance competition you guys had last year.
Oh, that's why you were mad at me.
She
I didn't. I just recognized
no, cool.
you. She's saying it's cool. She hates my guts right now.
Right?
Remember, I've been in here.
I think I've been
times.
On the show like 4 times, and you still don't remember my name.
Oh,
<I promise.
laughs>
oh no.
I love you so much.
Oh,
here we go.
Mike.
Here we go.
Okay, so sexy, hips, and you, like she said, you cross over.
Oh, come on.
So you walk like you know what I mean?
But I
you
can't kinda, do that.
You need to try.
But it's so feminine.
It's
well,
so
I heard
feminine.
You want to be like
Isn't
super.
Isn't there something I could do that's that masculine? Like,
if you want to be a dancer, you got to start there.
Yeah, let's see it.
I'm asking you not to.
No.
Okay.
Head bobbing.
How about this one?
Close enough.
I'm so sorry, girls.
Oh, okay.
Did you like, how about that?
Yes, that was good. Work on it.
Girls, I know you have Jefferson. To leave, please.
No worries.
Thanks for having us. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Take care.
You're a nut, Mike.
Wow. I tried.
Yeah. Mike attempted a jazz walk.
I came to college, man.
It was very sexy, Mike.
I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Hey, Ash. Can you turn the light off? Ash, I bet you could teach me hip hop. I bet you could.
Look at that face.
She's got a face like, no, I can't.
I would be willing to teach anyone. I mean, I.
But I think that you could teach even somebody like me that doesn't have any experience. Yeah. I think you could teach me how to do hip hop.
I could. I think I could too. I'm a really good teacher.
Man, that girl hated me. She was so upset. See, I have to explain to her. I don't remember faces. I can't do it. You know, it's not in my brains. My brains can't remember faces. I can't, you know, and I blew that part of my brain cells that are like remember faces and stuff. It's like I've never met before, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I should do is I should have names. Next time I'll get the names in front of me and then I'll go, Eddie, got to do a thing where you go, you've met this person.
Well, I would have, but we're on, you know, we're on.
He does it sometimes. He'll give me a thing. It says, and he'll put, you've met this person. And I go, hey, what are you doing?
Hey,
we've met before.
Hey.
You know, Chantel came in this morning. I was like, that black girl is pretty. Who is that?
Mike, who is that? You've met her before.
Oh, my goodness. What is her name?
Chantel,
what are you doing? You.
Aw.
She's so sassy. Yeah. Are you ready to pay off the bet?
No. Yeah!
We're going to be paying off the bet. Eddie, awesome. When should we do that?
We have a slight delay in that. Oh. I know the girls are upset. Oh. But,
Let's just cancel it.
No.
I really don't want to inconvenience anyone.
Jay, how long are you thinking?
Can I have 25 minutes?
Yep.
Jay wants 25
you
minutes.
You can have 25 hours. Wow.
Jay would like 25 minutes.
25 hours, Jay. Hours.
Mm-mm-mm.
Please.
I would like to make an announcement.
Yes.
An announcement. Yeah. And I'm going to make it on behalf of the Mikey Show. It's not a big announcement.
No.
I'm going to make it on behalf of the Mikey Show. So this is going out to my friends and family and coworkers and all the friends and family of coworkers here. If you write an email, we won't be able to get to it until after 10 a.m. on Thursday morning.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we have minimal downtime, but you know, please.
Especially with somebody with ADD like me.
Yeah.
Please hold off on the emails and instant messages for the ADD guy. Because I'm so, you know, my brother is listening online. I know he is. And he's sending me, like, pictures of his new, you know, truck or whatever.
Sweet.
Sweet.
So, you know what we should do is some of this news, because we got a lot of stuff that we just haven't got to.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm finally starting to feel kind of back to normal.
Oh, from the run?
Yeah, it only took 35 minutes.
Oh, nice. Good.
The heart rate back to normal.
That's right. I'm finally coming back.
Good.
So McCain and Obama had their second debate last night. Sky, do you think they'll do it again? Are they going to have another one?
Yeah, there's one more.
When is the next one?
I don't know.
All right. But they'll do one more. Can you believe that we're voting soon?
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Well, you can vote now.
You can?
Yeah, Monday you were able to start voting.
I don't want to.
Yeah, the registrar of voters is open in Kearney Mesa.
How dare you.
Thank you.
Wow.
And,
well said.
And you can go in during regular business hours and vote, or else you can wait till, you know, election day where the polls are everywhere and you can just vote wherever.
So John McCain came out and he said, Fannie and Freddie, we got in this mesh.
Someone open a window.
Because of what my constituent over here, my colleague, got us into when he voted 750,000 times.
That guy.
I called him that guy.
That one.
That was the best.
That was silly.
But he says that it was, you know, guys like Barack Obama that got us into this mess by voting.
Yep.
A certain way.
Big time.
No.
Eddie. Shut up.
And so here is Barack Obama correcting those comments. Cut three.
Didn't follow the rules at all.
I've got to correct a little bit of Senator McCain's history, not surprisingly. Now, with respect to Fannie Mae, what Senator McCain didn't mention is the fact that this bill that he talked about wasn't his own bill. He jumped on it a year after it had been introduced, and it never got passed. And I never promoted Fannie Mae. In fact, Senator McCain's campaign chairman's firm was a lobbyist on behalf of Fannie Mae, not me.
That's what he just said about you. He said you were, too.
Yeah, you were, Barack.
Yeah, everybody
big
was.
Big fat liar.
No, you said spider.
No, but
you said spider.
No, but you said.
You dig the hole.
Mm.
Here's Barack Obama kind of trying to preempt McCain's claims that he's going to add new spending, which how can you do that? You're going to add new spending, Barack.
Yeah.
He's going to add new spending.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not going to cut spending so things balance out.
Oh, really?
Didn't we ever think of that?
What's he cutting spending?
I don't know. He said
he's going to completely get rid of our military.
That's right.
That's what he's going to do.
How dare you say that?
I don't feel we need it.
That is ridiculous.
I think that we are very safe and secure. Cut four.
You'll hear Senator McCain say, well, he's proposing a whole bunch of new spending, but actually I am cutting more than I'm spending.
Thank you.
So that it will be a net spending cut.
Yeah, right.
The key is whether or not we've got priorities that are working for you as opposed to those who've been dictating policy in Washington lately, and that's mostly lobbyists and special interests. We've got to put an end to that.
Whatever.
Yeah, believe when I see it.
Well, you will see it, so just hang tight.
Well, you hang tight.
I am.
Here's
I'm already hanging tight.
John McCain.
Do you feel a draft?
Talking about how Obama voted for certain things. Cut five.
You know what Senator Obama has voted for, is proposing?
Watch.
$860 billion of new spending now. New spending. Do you know that he voted for every increase in spending that I saw come across the floor of the United States Senate while we were working to eliminate these pork barrel earmarks? He voted for nearly $1 billion in pork barrel earmark projects, including, by the way, $3 million for an overhead projector at a planetarium in Chicago, Illinois. My friends, do we need to spend that kind of money?
That was a great projector. to my defense, that was a wonderful projector.
It was 3D.
I hope so. How many times?
It showed the wall on there.
Ooh, that is awesome. That is awesome, man. How many times is McCain going to call somebody his friends? Like he said that so many times last night. My friends. My friends.
My friends.
Whoa. What a jerk. Hey.
That's awful.
How many times?
I don't know, but I hope
Find
he stops.
Find some new words. And I'm not your friend.
Tom Brokaw was there last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello. We'll
talk about speech impediments.
Guys, can you please try to speak more clearly, eloquently, and articulately?
Oh. A little decorum.
Cut 10.
Gentlemen, you may not have noticed, but we have whites around here. They have red and green and yellow, and they are the signal to
what,
where
I'm
we are.
I'm just trying to keep up with John. Wave like that, Lee, and I'll look at you.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Can you fellas do me a favor and shut your freaking mouths?
Basically.
Oh, you tell John.
Yeah.
I just told him.
I'm rubber, he's glue.
Whatever you say bounces off him and sticks to you.
That's right.
I truly
it's all his fault.
I truly believe McCain couldn't see the lights.
He's blind.
I believe he's so blind. Old that he couldn't
yes,
see the lights.
Yes, he is blind.
He asked Tom Brokaw to wave to him when the lights go on.
Thank you.
Why don't you just look at the lights?
That is
he
ridiculous.
He asked Tom Brokaw to flag him in. Like, dude.
Barack had the same problem. They weren't paying attention.
No, Barack saw the lights. It's just McCain was going over, so Barack kept going over. But Barack saw
That's
saw the lights. I
That's
saw the lights watching from home. I mean, they were all over the
place.
Yeah,
I know. They're not paying attention. They're getting their points across.
You can talk and look at the same time.
No.
If they can't talk and look at the same time, they shouldn't be running for president.
Look at Eddie.
What?
I can't take
her.
I'm
just saying.
Can we not talk about this anymore?
One more cut.
Mike!
Oh.
Cut 12.
You know, my hero is a guy named Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt used to say, walk softly, talk softly, but carry a big stick.
What did he say?
Senator Obama I know, likes to Teddy talk Roosevelt. Loudly. In fact, he said he wants to announce that he's going to attack Pakistan. Remarkable.
Remarkable, my friends.
This guy is one piece of work of stupidity over here. I think we can end all this. He's stupid.
Oh,
oh sure.
He didn't know what he's talking about.
Thank you, Mikey.
And he's stupid.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Mr. McCain.
Thank you, Mikey.
You're very welcome. That's John McCain.
The next president.
Thank you, Mikey.
Of nothing. Of nothing.
That's right, baby.
Why are you looking at me?
You yeah. know why.
You Whoa. Know.
Yeah.
Because I win.
No, I.
G.
I'm a genius.
I-I-I-I-I-R-L.
Listen, I win.
There it is. Mm-hmm. It's my running mate.
Your running mate is Junior yeah. Sam. Oh.
Listen, I win.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw, I walked through our bedroom yesterday. My wife was watching Ellen interviewing Paris Hilton. I was like,
saw that.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, listen, say what you want about Paris Hilton. She's a beautiful girl.
She's gorgeous.
She's yeah. really pretty. And she, her hair was like that Farrah Fawcett kind of style.
Oh, yeah.
She looked really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
If she were a lot more likable, I think she'd be really popular because she's very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But her sitting next to Ellen was just like the two of them. You know, like the lesbian yeah. sitting next to, like, the lipstick, socialite. You know, lesbian or socialite
Wait,
or whatever.
What?
No.
Wait, huh?
Paris yeah. is a lesbian?
Not a lipstick
No,
lesbian.
Not a lipstick
no.
lesbian?
No. No.
I thought that that's
is.
A girl
no.
that had Farrah Fawcett hair. That's
Put
right.
lipstick on a lesbian.
Let me YouTube that.
But she's
just
No, but the two of them sitting together lesbian. Was, like, whoa,
like
man.
Like the swan?
Yeah. Yes.
The before and after.
Seriously.
Yeah, because Ellen's ugly.
Oh, hey. Sean.
Hey,
Sean.
Let's
I thought
see.
We were all in the same
She has inner beauty.
Cut 21.
Let's talk about Benji. How long have y'all been together?
We had our 7-month anniversary yesterday.
Oh, that's cute. And that's called it puppy love.
He's backstage.
I'm fascinated to know what Paris Hilton is going to be like when she's mature.
Yeah. I mean, she's like she's 12.
Yeah, dude. It really, yeah. honestly, I mean, it's like. Everything is like she's 16 or 17, Dude. You know, the everything.
Adults
everything.
Don't celebrate month anniversaries.
Right.
Well, it's, yeah.
We
that,
don't.
And then the, and then just in the affectation and the speech
yeah.
pattern. And
we just celebrated our 7-month anniversary.
Is it possible? Is it possible that she'll do that at like 33, though?
I hope not.
No. There's some 34, 35, 36-year-old women that still will do that, though, right? Like, still be like, oh my gosh. Well, our program director.
One, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Unpause.
And they called it puppy love.
He's backstage. He loves you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, I love him.
Good.
And so, but I hear that, like, you really have, that he's changed you. You feel like a different person since you've been with him.
I've just really grown up a lot. I think for the first time, I'm in a really great relationship with a guy that I really trust and who treats me really well and who would never hurt me. And I've just grown up a lot in this year.
Oh man,
can tell.
You got to get the publicist to pull her over and say, "Hey, listen, I know you're in love, and I am 100% for that, but you got to be careful saying that stuff because then, you know, like for instance, DJs on the radio will play clips back of that.
Yeah.
If something were to happen, you know, then DJs on the radio will get a hold of what you just and she'll go, "I don't even care because I'm in love and it doesn't matter."
So in love,
but that could be something that could potentially not go well. But she's a very pretty girl, the Paris Hilton. How old is she? 24? What do you guys think?
She's a 30. Couple years older than me, so I want to say maybe she's like 26 now.
Get out of here.
27 maybe even.
No way.
She's a couple years older than me, and I just turned 25.
Google think it. About how long it's been since her show first started with Nicole yeah, Richie. I mean, it's been several years.
Her birthday is? Oh, she is 27 years old.
Yeah.
How about you? Born with natural beauty.
And natural brown hair.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
And a different nose. Yeah.
Sky, brown all as true. In like brown or
Have
like...
Have you seen her sister, Nikki?
Google me, web me, get me on the web mm-hmm. some Nikki's Hiltons. Is it brown like... What kind of brown are we talking?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Are we talking Jose Feliciano
regular brown?
Brown.
Yeah. Wow.
I
or are we talking...
I think so.
Just like a regular
are we talking
brown.
Jose Feliciano brown?
Or? Mm-hmm.
Or are we talking... Juan Valdez Brown.
There's a difference?
You're right. Okay. Are we talking... Are we talking...
Yeah, what do we got, Mike?
Julio Cesar Chavez Brown? Mm. Or are we talking... Oscar De La Hoya Brown.
Oh, wow. That's different.
Oh, man. That's like dark brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dark.
She's real pretty, too. Mm-hmm. They're born with that natural beauty. And they got the blue eyes and everything with the dark hair. Why wouldn't they keep that?
I don't know.
Maybe there's something marketable about the blonde.
Yeah, and I don't even know.
Makes her smarter.
I know Paris changes her eye color a lot, too.
She does?
Yeah, she wears the colored contacts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Nick Nolte? Had a house fire. He escaped it. Home's a total loss, though.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh,
where at?
Malibu. And basically, he was inside when the fire started and had to break a window and, like, jump out the window to get out. Dude. And actually cut his hand open a little bit when he broke the window and got out. This happened about 11:30 yesterday. And they're saying that it was an electrical malfunction with a printer that started it. And he's going to sue the printer company. For, you know, all the damages. His house is a total loss. Yeah, like when the firefighters got there, he was out in the front with the hose trying to put it out.
Oh,
yeah, like
dude.
Starting his like living room or something like that.
That's awful.
Yeah,
man.
It's too bad.
The newest Bond girl was born with 12 fingers?
Oh,
come on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they say, that she was born with 12 fingers, and when she was a little girl, they, you know, had, she had surgery to remove them, but she has two little small bumps where the extra fingers used to be.
Oh,
that's awesome. How you doing, Sean?
Oh.
What?
I'd like to touch those bumps.
No.
Lovely lady
bumps. Don't even
bumps.
Joke around.
Yeah.
Don't even joke, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
Don't joke.
Sean said, don't joke.
In Michigan, parents are claiming that a teacher strip searched their girls looking for stolen money. Come on.
What? Yeah, there was $42 that went missing from this class. So the female teacher took a group of the seventh grade girls. Money, money, money.
No.
And basically made them strip down to their bras and panties to make sure that they didn't have the money on them.
Come on.
Show me the money!
Teacher.
The school has issued a formal apology to the parents, but a group of parents are saying that is not enough.
Of course it isn't.
That is not enough.
Show me the money!
What is enough? What is enough?
Well, definitely firing that teacher.
For sure, right?
Yes. I mean, step one.
You have to be removed.
Step two.
Step one.
Step
by step. Oh,
ooh, baby.
Step
gonna
one.
Gonna get with you, girl.
Remove the teacher.
Step two.
Get down with your bad self.
Step.
No, is that not step two? That's not step two?
Not in this case.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Step two.
Yeah.
Fire that bad boy. No, I'm still working it out. Yeah. Still working it out.
Okay, right.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
570-1053 is our phone number if you feel like calling us, because in 10 minutes we got to sign off. You know, it'll be 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So,
time to go home, right?
Maybe a little long today.
It's
been quite a day.
Still got a lot of, you know, stuff to do yet.
Are we ready to do Mikey Show Family Feud?
Should we, Eddie,
do the feud and then do Battle of the Sexes?
Let's play the feud!
Let's play the feud. Come on. Let's do it. Welcome, everybody. I'm Richard Dawson, and I'll be kissing all of our guests today.
Oh, no.
Right here, baby.
That's right. Let's see. Guy in the green shirt, tall guy, he gets an extra one. I'm talking about you, mister. That's right.
That's
just the way Family Feud works.
Shot to the groin.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Is Sean hosting Family Feud?
Sean is the host of Family Feud.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We have teams of two. Teams Mikey, Eddie, and Boston Rob. Against Sky, Ashley, and I don't remember if we said Zeth or Chantel.
Well, what, Chantel?
She says she wants to play.
She wants to play?
Yeah.
She wants to play.
Well, then you're in.
Done.
All right, you're in. She looks really nice, a pair. Eddie, yeah. Even you have to admit, right? And you hate Chantel.
I'm kidding.
It's a joke.
I do not hate Chantel.
What a terrible thing to say.
It was a joke.
I mean,
for goodness sake.
Wow, you have to live with that.
What is she? Chantel, did you hot curler your hair?
Yes.
So did I.
No, you don't have any hair.
All right. Fine. Okay, so Chantel, you're going to play.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yes. Is this right?
Eddie?
Yes.
So it'll be teams of me, you, and Rob.
Yeah, the best.
Against Chantel, Ashley, and Sky.
Yeah.
No, this is a different game.
We buzz in by saying our name.
Okay.
All right. So,
this is going to be hard.
Oh, you're going to do fine, Shawnee.
No, you know what? I'm going to print this.